Medical marijuana legalization advocates and opponents are readying arguments they'll make before the state Supreme Court next month. The High Court will rule on whether a proposed constitutional amendment is misleading. Court filings by Attorney General Pam Bondi and legislative leaders Don Gates and Will Weatherford say the text hides the amendment's true potential for enabling widespread marijuana use, and anti-drug abuse groups agree.
You know, anybody would be able to get this of any age. There's not an age restriction on it. For any condition that their physician wanted to give it to them for.
Amy Ronshausen is executive director of the Florida Coalition Alliance of Drug-Free Community Groups. She says her group doesn't believe smoked marijuana is real medicine anyway.
When you get your prescription, you go to a pharmacy and you have it filled. And on the bottle, it says when to take it, interactions with other medications, it has warnings.
Ronshausen says with marijuana, a patient doesn't know the strength of what they're getting. But close to a quarter million Floridians have signed petitions in support of its legalization. Ben Polera is leading the petition drive, which aims to gather about 600,000 more signatures by the end of the year.
It's really for people who are suffering in the state, who have, who have gone through a number of different treatments to try to alleviate their symptoms and ease their pain and have come up short.
But opponents, including the Florida Sheriff's Association, point to the state's recent pill mill epidemic and ask if Floridians want pot shops to be the new pill mills. But Polera argues the proposed amendment wouldn't allow people easy access.
There's a lot of hoops that need to be jumped through in order to get a medical marijuana treatment card here. So it's not going to be like if you're here for a week, you can even get one.
The amendment would require a licensed physician to examine a patient before issuing a medical marijuana certificate. That would be sent to the state in exchange for a patient ID card. Polera adds no changes would go into effect until after the following legislative session, giving lawmakers and healthcare regulators the opportunity to make and clarify rules.
You know, this can be legislated properly. My legislation actually requires the user of the medical marijuana to use it in the privacy of their own home.
Lake Worth Democratic Senator Jeff Clemens has been sponsoring medical marijuana bills for the past 3 years, but they haven't been given a hearing. He says he's disappointed leadership didn't consult him before filing their opposition to the amendment.
I think that in many ways the reactions were political as opposed to policy-driven.
Ultimately, of course, politics had to come into the calculus there.
University of Miami political scientist George Gonzalez says Bondi's opposition to the initiative could be a strategy to bring out her base of voters in a year when she's up for re-election. Likewise, he says the controversial issue of medical marijuana could affect voter turnout in next year's governor's race.
I mean, of course, a lot depends on the campaigns themselves and how they seek to structure it, right? So if, both candidates try to make this as a litmus test for voters, I mean, that could have an impact.
That is, if the amendment passes Supreme Court review. Oral arguments are scheduled for early December. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.